We'll go ahead and conclude our media availabilities tonight with our race winner, Kyle Busch. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. Who would like to begin? We'll go to Jordan and then Jeff.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Anything different with the track you felt today with how they put the resin down or anything?
Not really. I felt like it was maybe easier for the rubber of the vehicles to go down. Like trucks kind of spread it out about two lanes, and then the cup cars practicing today made it a third lane. So I felt like that was a little bit quicker than maybe we had normally seen here, especially since, you know, I guess the longer practices maybe helped with that a little bit too, with 50 minutes on the truck side and then a longer extended practice for the cup cars. So, but besides that, grip level wise, you know, you can kind of feel a little bit of grip differences between the lanes, but I think it was also just a matter of where your truck worked best.
Speaking of practice, Cup was 90 minutes today, which I think is the longest of the year. Where are you at on the practice? You want more of it? Are you okay with how it is? What's the balance for you?
I would say that I feel like longer practices or having an opportunity of being able to go in and out of your garage area and make changes to your car, right? So, you know, it's nice when you can kind of – we had a package change today that we did. You know, we came in, we unloaded, we ran 10 laps or whatever. We came in, we changed 3 shocks and springs and did some different bar stuff and whatever else they did and went back out there and ran again. And it's just nice to kind of collect that data, right? And all we do is what we can do on the sim. And when the sim lines up, yeah, it's not bad. It kind of works for you. You know, you can trust your changes. But when the sim doesn't line up, then you're out to lunch. And at least you can kind of figure out in a longer practice session where you need to get yourself back on track.
We'll go to Jeff and then to Dustin.
Kyle, this seemed like a very classic Kyle Busch type race. I mean, you're fastest in practice. You win the pole. You sweep the stages. You dominate the race. Did you feel like, you know, when you're out there, you're just like, man, this is how it used to feel when I used to dominate these races all the time?
No. When Ross got the lead there, I felt like it was going to be a tough race to the finish of being able to see who could outdo who in traffic and keeping the right front tires on the trucks and stuff like that. So when we went into fuel save mode there with about 20 to go, I was really taking care of the right front and trying to take care of the truck and just not push it and save fuel. I mean, partial throttle all the way down to straightaway, whatever. And then when the 88 ran back up on me with a couple to go and I took back off again, oh, I was tight. Like, there wasn't anything left to go faster with, you know. So preservation of tire was actually going to be a pretty big difference maker in the race had Ross been up there to run the whole rest of the distance.
So from that standpoint, you know, like some of these Atlanta truck races recently, right, like you've sort of put on a master class and – you know, kind of school these guys on how to win those races. And you come here and it sounds like you're using like the veteran mindset and all the stuff you have to do to save tires and conserve fuel. At this point in your career, are you using that as much as, you know, just pure speed then?
Yeah. We had a lot of speed, obviously, coming out and being fast in practice and sitting on the pole and leading the most laps. Our truck was really good, really fast. I feel like there are some things that we can improve on and make better. So that would make us even more dangerous just based off of my feel and how I like to drive the truck and what I like to feel here at Dover, or from what I recall once upon a time feeling. You know, it felt a little bit rigid today, like a little bit too stiff. So if we can kind of get it a little bit more compliant, that helps save the tire life and will make you even faster in a longer run.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Lovino, JC. Kyle, obviously you've had a lot of these performances throughout your career, but what does a dominant performance right now do for your mindset moving forward?
I don't feel like I've ever really lost anything, you know. It's just a matter of being able to go out there and do a good job. So, and have the team be there with me and do a good job, right? So, you know, the KBM days and the JGR Xfinity Series days, nationwide, whatever, you know, where it's just lights out and felt easy and winning all the time. And you know, I feel like there are some differences in our world now than what it once was, you know, with NASCAR and stuff like that. But, you know, being able to go to Spire, which is Kyle Busch Motorsports, and see the same group of guys that I kind of left there with and go out here and win truck races. You know, there are places that we do struggle. Last year, I was not very good in the trucks, and we struggled a lot, but I really enjoy working with Brian Patty and his mindset and his vision and being able to help kind of direct and lead with Brian on where we need to go. And I felt like everything lined up really well so far this year with our race runs and how we finished.
And on the Cup side, like, what's clicked throughout the organization the last few weeks with more speed?
Say that again?
Yeah, what's clicked on the Cup side to have more speed over the last couple of weeks?
I guess I just remembered how to drive. I don't know. It's no, it's street. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing different, you know. I don't feel like I'm talking to anybody any differently. I don't feel like I'm relaying the information any differently. I just feel like, you know, it's maybe construed or thought about in a different way, and then the execution of being able to listen to my words and be able to put it in a race car translates differently. It's no different than when Adam Stevens, right? I had him for 5 years. We made the playoffs 5 years in a row, and we were unstoppable. We won 35 races in those years, I think, or something like that. It was crazy, and it was just easy. And I was like, this is Jimmy and Chad, you know what I mean? So when you can find those moments and you can find those guys that you can really, really click with, man, just it. You try to do everything in your power to keep it all together as much as you can.
Are there any questions in the press box? All right, we'll go in the back right there and then down here to Lee.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Kyle, obviously I know you're limited in terms of the amount of starts you can make in the truck series, but I am wondering, by the time you get to the end of your career, is there maybe a set win total that you're looking to accomplish now that you've hit your 69th year tonight?
69. My wife's in California. I don't know. I don't have a number in mind. Obviously, the Xfinity number is pretty awesome, right? 102. So, you know, once upon a time, I think my number in the Cup Series was wanting to eclipse Dale. And what is that, 75, 77? He's 76, right? So you needed 77. So somewhere in there would have been kind of what my goal was for the Cup Series. But take whatever you can get, man. You never know when the last one's going to be. So cherish them all. Trust me.
And then I talked to a lot of guys in the bullpen today, and the narrative seems to be that they want to go back to the All-Star race at Charlotte just because of the ambiance and the feel. Where do you feel, or how do you feel about the All-Star race being here at Dover? And do you like the rotating tracks? Would you like to see other places moving forward, or do you want to go back to Charlotte?
I really, really like what we did with Bowman Gray, where we invested some money in the facility, we dressed it up, we made it look nice, and it has a lasting impression on the local short track after that. So for me, that would be my dream. Like, my dream would be, you know, go to Nashville Fairgrounds, go to Pensacola, Florida, go to, you name it. Is Oxford, Maine a place that could put on a race? They damn sure fill it out. So, you know, it's just, I don't know that we really need the 100,000 people in the grandstands. You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to be accomplished. But having the 20, the 25, or the we did it in North Wilkesboro. There we go. Great example again. I think that's the right way to go. I think leave a lasting impression on some of these short tracks and for the local racers down the road.
We'll come down here to Lee.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFans.com. And does it also need to be under the lights?
Yes, no. I think so. I mean, I don't think we've seen a day race since 1991. Fair. So we'll see what it looks like here. But honestly, it's just, and Dover may not be the right place for it either. But, you know, when you go to the short tracks and sometimes you see some short tempers and things like that, you get to see the sparks. Everybody remembers the 92 episode of the All-Star race and the sparks flying down the backstretch. That was when I remember watching and becoming a fan of just seeing the action of that and what it was all about. And, you know, that brought me in. So we need more of that.
you and I have had a lot of conversations about the right way to bring up young drivers. And, you know, nothing to take away. And this isn't getting into the whole Texas thing with you and John Hunter or Priest and drawing a blank. But anyway.
Hi.
Thank you. but my point is that Bell had some pretty strong words for Lane Riggs after the race today. And he said, because I'm not a truck racer, I wasn't going to take you out because I'm not going to be in a situation where you lose points in your respective series. But you're going to be.
He's got a way different mindset than Kyle Busch ever did.
But, you know, guys used to be able to pick up the phone and talk to you when you, you know, had KBM.
Yeah.
And, you know, my question is with these kids going right from the simulator and, you know, maybe dirt track to NASCAR or, you know, maybe late models without working at a local racetrack or whatever before going there, how do these kids learn respect coming into the series when they really never raced at the local short track and had, you know, Billy Badass teach them the right way to race?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of times, I think other people have said this as well too, where it starts from the top down, right? So from the Cup Series and down the line. And I've raced against the likes of Mark Martin and Bobby Labonte and those guys, Jimmy Johnson in their heyday, Jeff Gordon, what all of those guys. And then it changed, like the guard changed and the etiquette, the driver etiquette on the racetrack changed years ago where it's just all out all the time, balls to the wall. I mean, everybody thought that was Jeff Gordon when he came in, and honestly it wasn't. That's just how fast he was, you know. So there's just no room for – and everybody wants to make a name for themselves. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to run everybody hard. And now you've got this aero defense mechanism being your race car where you put it in front of the car behind you, and now you can block aero block them, and they can't pass you. And so everybody just does that sort of stuff, and it's pretty aggravating when you're a race car driver where you can't make the difference of being able to pass that next car in front of you because you can find another line or whatever. They can just put that car wherever in front of you. So it's just a changing of the name and the way we all do things. And so I don't know how you ever fix that because I watch some late model guys race and they run over each other all the time. And I see the five-year-olds when they're at the local go-kart track and their dad's yelling at them, hold it wide open and door slam that guy. You know, you can pass him. You got to run into him. That's what we're teaching these kids at 5 years old, you know. So hold it wide open and run into him. That's pretty much what we get all the way the rest on the way up. So, you know, the finesse and the charisma and the craft and all of that sort of stuff kind of gets lost in the weeds. I remember watching a race of Josh Berry at Myrtle Beach. I think it was the last late model stock race at Myrtle Beach. The guy goes almost a lap down under a green flag run and then drives all the way back through the field and makes it back to the front, not a mark on his car, wins the race. I'm like, that's craft. Like, that's skill. You know what I mean? And I don't think you could find a late model guy nowadays that would ever figure that out or know how to do that or be able to put that out there. So, I don't know. It's a long answer, a long-winded answer. How do you fix it? I don't think you do. It's just, talking to some experienced guys and hearing their side and, you know, setting an example from the top down.
Are there any last questions?
No.
All right, Kyle. Congratulations.